Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio. It's curved, it's frowning, and it's related to me.
Hey everyone, a few announcements to get through before we get into today's episode. First off is that our sister show, Plumbing the Death Star, is performing at the Sydney Comedy Fest on May 6th and 7th, and then heading up to Brisbane a few weeks later on Friday the 26th. Just head to sanspantsradio.com/live to purchase your tickets. Also, we've launched our new membership service, Sans Pants Plus. It's very similar to Patreon. In fact, you can use your Patreon login on the site if you'd like. But to reflect the new service, we've made some changes to the reward structure. And while the $5 tier remains mostly unchanged, for $10 a month, you'll be getting a heap of bonus content in the future. The first is titled The Plumbing Boys Play/Ruined Sunless Citadel, as well as suggest a topic for any of the shows in the Sans Pants Network. And for $25 a month, you get to suggest an NPC for Adam to use in future campaigns and a D&D is for Nerds season pass, which means as soon as we have a campaign ready, you'll be the first ones to hear it in its entirety. Just head to sanspantsplus.com and sign up today.
Hello and welcome to episode 9 of Buried Beneath, a D&D is for Nerds adventure. I'm your dungeon master, Adam.
I'm Jackson Bailey and I'll be playing the part of Anton de Saucier.
I'm Michael Shanks, I'll be playing the part of Squim Norton.
And I'm Joel Zammett, and I'll be playing the part of Shane Knoll.
Previously, in the room there are holes dotted all over the place. God. It looks like the Ashworms have kind of made this place a little bit of a mess.
Let's sleep in the other room.
We all owe our lives to Lilithum, I think, in many ways. Oh, yeah. We are playing safe. After that schmozzle, fuck.
Safe as
that was a mess.
This one is somewhat diminished with age, but not nearly as much. This room is a lot more pristine. From what you can see, it looks like a battle of some sort, but you need to get a closer look. Not a battle. It was a war between the elves and the dwarves.
I'm now picturing the special beam cannon that Piccolo uses in Dragon Ball Z, where it's kind of like a beam that's special, kind of like a cannon.
Yeah.
Well, it appears we have what I like to refer to as your ducks in a row.
Can I get like down to like within the corridor so that it's like a
the previous corridor that you were coming one?
Yeah. So I can still see an attack, but just so it can't get me.
We're doing this fight like how you're actually meant to do a fight in D&D, like wizards providing support whilst the fighter tanks the damage.
We return to our heroes locked in mortal combat with an animated pile of armor, currently being grappled by Squim's earthen fist. It's done. You, this time, it does try to get out because it's not being...
I'm going to go... Oh, piss yellow poo brown. It's a big choice.
It's a tough one.
I'm going to go poo brown.
Poo brown. Piss yellow fucked you last time.
That's true.
Should have bet on piss.
Always bet on piss.
I don't know. Sometimes Adam has this look on his face that I'm like, what could be confusing about the two But then, you know, I'm not...
Oh, I guess because he's strength or something.
Next level
I think
genius.
It might have been some degree of critical.
No. Usually that face means, I got to do math.
All right.
Fair.
Not always, but often. It would... Paper, scissors, rock me.
Okay.
Sure.
Paper, scissors, rock. Paper, scissors, rock. Paper, scissors, rock. Paper, scissors, rock.
They just both
paper,
go on
rock. Paper,
rock.
Oh.
Went
that
paper.
Was great. Okay.
That was like six rocks and one paper.
Wait. Paper, scissors, rock. Paper, scissors, rock. Yeah! It breaks out.
That was the greatest moment of my life.
Oh my god.
That was insane.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Who knew paper, scissors, rock could be that heart-pound?
I need a
moment. I need a cigarette.
The creature bursts out. Who's standing next to it?
Oh, this bugalug.
Just you? Yeah, it's just you now. It swings at you.
Oh, no.
Danny boy, the pipes are calling.
Oh, Danny boy.
It's a crit hap, ladies and gentlemen. It's a crit hap.
Crit on calling. Me.
Crit hap on our boy.
Broken nose.
Oh, well.
That's fine.
Normal damage and one charisma damage and one bleed.
My beautiful good looks is gone.
Your beautiful good looks.
This will make me more handsome.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm rugged.
Yeah. I'm into it.
No, you take one less charisma.
Yeah, but like
But like sometimes one less charisma is one more charisma.
Yeah,
you know
like
I mean?
You get punched in the face and like you get that kind of sexy.
Yeah,
you
know, bad boy.
Bad boy. I think you're a bad boy now.
5 points of damage. -1 charisma.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, sorry, 6 points of damage. Every round you will take a hit point damage.
Super good.
Until a heal check or you are magically healed.
Yep.
Then it is... Oh, wait, why am I looking at that? That isn't going to tell me anything. Anton.
Sorry. I really want to use Raven Feeblement, but it fucked me last time. Surely, statistically, I'm good. It's not going to fuck me again. Raven Feeblement on the giant armor man.
Can he aim it so it doesn't hit me?
I'm doing my best to aim properly.
I'm gonna introduce
bad
some,
eyes?
Some new dice.
Okay.
Sort of thing. So pick a die.
Just remember last time.
Halloween orange.
Just remember last time this happened. We had to wait a week for me to be healed again.
Hey! Bambino!
Highs or lows?
Lows. No. Come on. Adam fucking Lord Almighty.
Please don't.
Shane.
No.
Jackson, why?
How am I bad at firing spells?
As you lift your
sorcerer.
Bastard sword.
You were doing so well. No!
A beam of pure magical vampiric energy soars perilously close to your head.
Oh, thank God.
Strikes the creature dead center in its chest. And you look behind you to see Anton slowly draining the creature of energy.
This look like, oh my goodness. Oh, sacre bleu.
The creature loses another 5 points of strength.
Good. Oh, shit. Nice.
-6 now.
Fucking it.
Shit.
It's got to be running out of health.
Fuck, you're stronger than it right now, Anton. No, wait, no, it's still stronger than you.
Goodness.
Then it is Lilip's turn. Lilip fires her bow again.
Good one, Lilip. Certainly going to help.
Hits this time, dealing 3 points of damage.
Oh, okay. That's decent.
Then back to the top. Shane.
All right. I will attack him again. I don't can't really do much else. I'll attack him.
Yeah. That's the struggle of a fighter.
Yeah.
You're like, I got real good like actions and stuff for specific circumstances, but often I just end up hitting it with my sword.
You deal 9 points of damage in total. Your sword cuts through a swath of it, tearing out bits of armor and sword.
We can loot its body. That'll be fun.
Oh, that will be funny.
Because
its
like,
body is the loot.
Its body's the loot. We're fighting animated loot right now.
Squim.
How tall are the roofs in this place? The ceiling?
Another 15 feet.
So if I jumped off the roof into an elbow drop onto it, hypothetically, that could be bad?
You would probably do yourself more harm.
Okay.
Skewer straight through the cheek.
My dream for this quest is to get like above someone... Eldritch blast them, and then as they're like shattering into blast bits, I elbow drop, you know, like Macho Man style. But maybe next time.
You can just blast him and then like just wait till
he
dies.
What you want to do is work towards an invocation, a spell that you can get, where you can do your attack as part of a melee attack. So you hit someone, you hit them with the regular damage, then your spell goes off and you do that damage as well.
It's like cutting somebody with a sword that then becomes a shotgun and you shoot that sword into them.
Pretty much, yeah.
Gunblade it.
Yeah, you gunblade that shit.
Fucking Final
it's a
Fantasy
later level
this.
Thing, but that's what you want to aim towards.
Yeah, cool.
Well, how later level?
So in the meantime, I'll just...
I'm not sure. I'd have to look it up.
I'll just give it the old... So it's Eldritch. That's the pronunciation?
Eldritch, yeah.
Am I a mistake? Eldritch Blast.
I don't mind. It's fine.
Eldritch Blast. I'm going to Eldritch Blast it. Because I've got a good aim.
You're still
so
on
far.
The roof?
No, I haven't been on the roof in this room.
I don't think you've cast Spider Legs today.
No.
What a spell.
Spider Climb, spider legs. I thought.
It's for him, it's called Spider Legs, because
really?
It's slightly different.
Oh,
it's different
no, I've got a Spider Walk on my sheet.
Oh, Spider Walk, sorry.
Yeah. No, spider like Legs sounds amazing. Sounds like you get the legs of a spider.
You don't get the ability, you just get the aesthetic.
Yeah. Like, forearms, just like, gross.
You blast it, dealing a combined 10 damage.
Hey! Nice.
You notice as well, everyone notices, that when Squim fires his attack at the creature, he blows a small hole in it. It looks like his attack is doing far more than any of you guys, but not proper comparatively. So it looks like you guys have been doing less damage to it. It looks like magic either does extra damage or somehow is just affecting it more, maybe.
Okay.
Oh, and your fist tries to...
Oh, yeah, fist.
Oh, fisty boy.
Fist away, I'll go Pooey Brown.
Yep, your fist regrosses.
Hey!
It tries to break out again immediately on its turn. Pooh Brown again. You again. Pooh Brown. It does not. It stays grappled. I think for the first time.
Yes.
happened before.
Anton?
Daze, why not?
Cast it again. It loses its nice action.
Hey! Wizarding properly.
We've done this. Lilip fires. She misses.
Oh, Lilip.
Shane?
Yeah, smack him in his face.
You hit. Oh, wait.
Hey! Woo! Is this like the first like good critical for us?
I think it's the first good critical for the whole gang, yeah.
Because like I got a critical before, but that was
double
on, like,
damage and target is knocked prone.
Oh, the, boss the ass. She get on the roof now.
Oh, shit. Wow, max damage. 28 damage. Yes.
Woo.
Shit.
If it's knock prone, do I have to stop attacking it?
You kill it.
Oh, good.
Hey! It doesn't matter.
Hey!
You hit it so hard and so fast.
All right, then.
It's almost a shrapnel blast in all directions.
Fuck.
No one gets hurt.
Just dodge some of that.
I'd like to, like, limp out. Be like, we got it. Well done, everyone. For once,
Anton?
We worked as a team.
Anton?
Yeah?
Good job, mate.
All right.
Good job.
Okay, can I be at the front of the party?
No.
I run up to the biggest pile of stuff and elbow drop it.
All right,
got
sure.
Him good,
yeah,
right?
You do that, yeah. Fair. I'll allow it.
Sure. I look at Lilip expectantly.
Hey, Lilip.
Hey.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
I'm super sorry. She looks up at you and she says, that's our ancestry.
And I say, so it's only half mine, which isn't really a comeback.
She just doesn't seem impressed with
so
you.
So there.
Yeah.
Looks like you're losing some
I cast darkness around myself.
Don't we all wish we could have done that at some point in our lives?
Can we loot?
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Yeah, I'll also drink my potion.
Oh, yeah, you're on one hit point.
Yep.
Oh, also, I call off Earth and Grass if it's still around trying to grab you.
Also, I assume you do.
Lilip, I'm bleeding out, so can you just...
All
give
right,
me a bit of
taking some extra damage.
Oh, look, if we're going to take a break, I'll get Lilip to heal me instead of taking my potion.
Lilip goes around healing people.
Cheers, Lil. Why are we calling her Lil? That's a good name.
Lilo. Lilo?
Lilo and Stitch. Coming to new to DVD.
Shane, you recover 16 hit points.
What about your boy Anton?
Just have a sip of like...
Somehow back to 20.
The cure light...
Anton, you recover... Oh, you're full health.
Woo!
I forgot how little hit points
she's
you have.
Look at you.
Boop. And Squim, you recover a hot 11 hit points.
Cool. It's back to full.
Nice. Yeah,
you are also on full.
So what am I on?
You are on 43 by my count.
Oh, I seek.
Although you should be a little less because I forgot you had bleed.
No.
Hush.
You know what? Nah, I'll make you 42.
Nah, but fair.
Nah, but you will cop it.
Right, what was in this big pile of...
The room where the thing
Well, you
out?
Guys can loot the corpse, and I'll have a quick squiz in the room.
Sounds good.
It looks like the room was once an armory.
And the armory became possessed.
The armory... there's nothing really... All you can see in there is what these bits and pieces that attacked you were sitting on. So there's nothing actually left in the armory. You can just see weapon racks and such.
Yeah, all right. Gloom, is nothing in there, but like... Everything that was in there is out here. It's kind of useful.
What an interesting line.
What have we got? Where's my party sheet of party funds?
Hopefully, get like a good weapon.
That'd be nice. Hopefully, we get like if I could just have something to make me useful.
Yeah,
that'd be swell.
Like a crossbow that's like real good.
Yeah, like a real special wand or something.
Oh fuck, that'd be nice.
That'd be, you know, like an armor.
1,800 gold pieces.
Woo!
I see.
But, I mean, compared with what our ultimate loot's
going to be. I know. Compared with the mill, with the cold bill we're getting.
Yep.
That cold bill.
That cold billion gold that guy promised us.
And a kingdom. I heard a kingdom.
I think I remember him saying I could have an entire nation. magic item, please. Give us
you got a magic item?
I'm having it. I'm having it. That bags it.
Before that, though, you find a gem.
It's cursed.
You find a black pearl.
Oh,
what?
Oh,
shut up, as if
one of these desert
things is so fucking rare.
Black pearl times four.
Is pearls you get from, like, noise?
From clams.
From clams.
Well,
if
you know
Mario
what?
64 taught me anything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, guys, if you think about it, a desert was once a sea. So it makes a lot of sense.
That's true.
No.
Oh, but he was so confident when he said it.
Huh, and a little ion stone.
Sick.
Put it on my rooster.
Is this a spindle?
No, give it to everyone needs it. Wait, is that the magic thing we found? The one thing I already had.
Hang on. No, there's many different ion stones.
Oh, really?
Hey, yes. Hopefully this one was like plus constitution.
That'd be nice.
And I'll take it because I need the health.
Fail.
Oh, yeah, no, it is the one you have.
God damn it. It's the exact same one?
It's the exact same one.
Oh, sick.
Who wants to never have to eat or drink again? I give it to you so that you never have to sleep or eat or drink.
No, I'm easy. It's yours if you want.
Nah, you take it, mate.
Oh, fine. Thank you very much. It's very lovely.
You take it, mate. And I kind of jest it a little. Like,
and I'm like, I think I get it, and I keep it.
Perfect. I'm with you all the way.
Are you going to activate it?
Yeah, I activate it.
Okay. All you need to do is you just hold a little stone about yay... about a foot from your head.
And say, Sara Litharona.
You can say that. It doesn't help. Cool.
I look at Lila to see if she like clocks.
She's
that,
like, man, I'm
I know wizard. Something.
Oh, as if she noticed.
Yeah, she noticed I did something cool.
She doesn't know magic. Wise. Oh, is it?
Yeah, she doesn't know. So she's
doesn't
like,
know magic, so
did I trick her?
She could be impressed by this. Let's find out. Look, the joy and magic of a relationship. Highs or lows?
I'm going to go lows.
Hang on. All right. So... this is my favorite part of the game. So,
oh, no.
I'm going to let you re-choose.
Always change.
Change your choice, knowing that I got an extreme. So,
this is the Monty Hall problem, isn't it?
You either did really well or really poorly, and I'm going to let you change your answer if you want.
Always. So, the Monty Hall problem only works when there's three options,
yeah.
And then you change after that because that changes statistically what it's about. But you haven't actually changed the statistics. You're just giving me a switch. Therefore, it doesn't matter, so I'm going to paper, scissors, rock myself. Paper, scissors, rock. This isn't going to work.
Just rock again.
I'm going to switch.
Switch?
I'm going to switch. Yeah.
She looks at you and she says, we are still in the halls of our ancestors.
No.
Can you please not make light of this?
And I say, stop giving me such little lip. But then I don't actually say that.
I wish I could give you credit just for that. But alas, I'm a bastard.
So after looting and that, I guess, can we continue through the passageway?
Where the T intersection is?
Yeah.
And to the... what did we decide the cardinal directions were? Adamwood, Jacksonwood.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Shankswood, Zammetwood. So
yeah.
Can we... I'll go first because I've got the most health, I guess.
I will go up the back, like always, is my wand.
And have a look at, like, a quick peek around the corner. Stomping on all the tiles to set off any and all traps.
Yep.
So...
because we now have figurines. So
we've got two doors on either end of the corridor.
Oh, I'm doing it. Fuck, this is fun. There we go.
There you go. So...
all right, I'm going to go Shankswood.
Otherwise known as Wright.
You come up to the stone door.
Can I see if it's
locked?
Locked or anything?
No, it's not. You can push it open if you want.
All right. Can I be like, all right, guys, everyone get into the corridor so you're at least close and near me.
Yeah, agree.
Up the back.
In case anything.
Up the back near an unknown doorway.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed nothing comes out of there. Can you just move this thing down near that?
Adam.
I kid. Give it back.
It's like an undead ghoul dog.
Dragon. It's a dragon, you idiot.
Let's open that door and see what happens.
Oh, gotta get a small
parrot.
Square chapel.
Okay.
A chapel.
In the chapel is a long disused figure of some sort of god, perhaps, with its arms outstretched. The figure is wearing this long, thick robe, it's also made out of stone, obviously. The statue is not wearing a robe.
Need to dress our statue weekly.
And that obscures any features about it. You can't even tell if it's an elf or not.
I want to get my sword out.
So it's just robe as far as we can see, basically.
Yeah, well, obviously a humanoid figure. Yeah.
Something's under the robe.
Can I, just waggle my sword around to see if anything's going?
You awkwardly stick your sword into the room,
and I
waggle it around, and no Indiana Jones style light effect trips any traps.
Okay, good. I'm going to kind of just like gingerly just like stab at the statue, like boink.
Nothing boink. Happens.
All right.
I walk up to the statue and try, and using my wisdom and intelligence and potential knowledge of elven shit, I just see if I recognize anything about it or if there's any like inscription on it.
Man, there's even a little statue bloody play
There
card.
Is an inscription.
That's good ass.
And you can make it out as it's, once again, that ancient form of elven. Mm-hmm. It's hard for you to make it out, but you actually can read some of the words on this one. It's a prayer of safety and of binding.
Hey guys, it's a prayer of safety and binding.
What does binding
Willip also
mean?
enters the
good question.
Room. Binding is in, wow, binding, sticking something to something else.
So does that mean it's a spell?
Potentially.
Hey, Lilip, what do you make of this? You're a smart, cool elf chick.
You're a smart, cool elf with your head on your shoulders.
Yeah, you're not a beautiful magic boy, but...
Lilip does it.
I mean, that's my head.
I say that under my breath. She doesn't hear that.
Okay, whatever. Lilip doesn't say anything. You can see that... You just see an expression of awe on her face. She falls to her knees in front of the statue... And prostrates herself in some sort of... What?
No, nothing.
Nothing. Carry on.
Prostrate.
What do you mean by what?
As in praise before the statue.
Never heard it called prostrate before.
Lies prostrate before the statue.
Yeah. You never heard prostrate?
No. Sounds like prostate.
I know, it's not.
Yeah.
It's like, similar.
She starts examining
your prostate.
She doesn't respond to anyone who talks to her.
Okay.
All right. Is she in like a trance?
No, she's just praying.
Praying, wow.
She's in awe and prayer.
I pray too. I want to impress her and I'm an elf. I'm like, yeah, I'm
sure,
into this.
And that's why I pray.
You know an elven prayer? You recite that.
Yeah.
Can I whisper to Glom? Because we're next to each other.
Yeah.
Glom. Who's this fellow? Everyone is lying down in front of
us. I was going to call it. Statue.
It's, this is early depictions of an ancient elven god. Their name was lost to time. Perhaps Gloom is obviously very keen to also enter the room, but you see hesitancy in him. Perhaps the inscription says something about it.
You went to check.
Can I just quickly, any of the tiles I haven't touched?
There's a lot of tiles in the room. Would you like to trip them all?
Yeah, just check for some traps.
I mean, would you like to step on them all, not trip them all? You'd be tripping them if they were traps.
Just to be like, I'm just going to check for some traps, guys. Just everyone just
playing some hopscotch.
Just playing some hopscotch. It's all right.
Fuck, I love your checking for traps, which is just jumping around.
Like, I just imagine just getting my Christ-like, just spreading my arms and then just falling on the floor.
High solos.
Rolling around.
You're kind of killing our spiritual buzz, but it's fine.
You're like having this prayer. I'm like... Boom, boom, boom.
Our Father who art in heaven.
Just touching shit.
Touching the statue.
Heist.
Nothing happens. You've tripped no traps, so either the traps here are destroyed or there just aren't any.
Gloom, it's... Give him the thumbs up.
It didn't
Gloom rushes into the room.
Ooh, crowded.
Trips over a trap. Falls, dies.
Dies our awful, horrible death, and is with his last words, he curses you. Gloom kneels beside the inscription and starts trying to read it out, but he can't seem to make out any more than you can. It's some...
Well. Gotcha, good Gloom.
It's, yeah, just some... All he can make out is the same that you can, that it's some sort of prayer of protection of an area, possibly this area, and binding. You're not sure binding what, though. Something about binding.
So not to metagame, but just the definition of binding again is sort of a...
To keep something connected to something else.
In a magical a connection. Sense. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, in a magical sense, you would say. Mm-hmm.
So it could be, hypothetically, not asking what this actually is, but it could be that the statue is bound to, like, another statue across the dungeon.
That
or whatever,
is a possibility,
kind of like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I have a sneaky inspect of the room? As in, like, is there anything odd there? Like, anything that I've, like...
I stay just with Romeo outside in the corridor. I feel like I'll get in trouble if I go in the room.
You feel around on the walls, and after a little bit of searching, you notice that on the statue, the eyes, or where the eye sockets would be, roughly, you know, underneath the hood, there's kind of a slight mismatch on the stone there. So you think the stone it's a different type of stone that where the eyes are.
Push him. Point that to Gloom, but also I think these eyes are, and then just like
bloody the three stooges. Three stooges that shit. Yeah. Whoa. Fuck! Imagine if the statue's hand like in front of its face. That would be the
You push the eyes in. As you're pushing the eyes in, Gloom says, but it's already happened. You remove your two fingers or your two thumbs, whatever you use to push, and the statue starts crying sand.
Oh, you no, idiot.
Is the door still open?
The door is still open. You're free to leave if you wish.
Leave and just shut the door behind you.
Gloom scrambles out of the room.
Yeah, I turn to Lilip and say, Lilip, I think we should go.
She nods and says, but a moment. She reaches out and catches some of the sand and then leaves.
I quickly grab his hand too, because this is important, and I stuff it into my cloak or whatever.
Yeah, in fact, do I have any... a little bit of sand if you want.
Do I have a little... I've got a backpack. Can I just, like, put it, like, fill...
Chuck
it
in stuff it into one of your pockets.
Yeah. Cool, I got pockets full of sand.
Sure. Pockets full of sand. Luckiest magic
bar in the land. In case you forget. It might be important later.
Oh, maybe.
Pocket sand. Like, throw it in someone's face.
That's it.
Well, yeah.
What are you shutting the door behind you? I'd recommend it.
Gloom, should I?
Gloom shrugs. I don't know. I should have hired a trap finder.
I don't know why I hired you guys.
I suggest we stand on the...
I hired two magic boys and no trap finders.
Well, like, I mean, it's not... If it's a trap, it's kind of weird to have it in the eyes, yeah?
Possibly. It's an odd way to trigger a trap.
Yeah.
I say we stand on the other side of the doorway, so we're in the hall.
Let's just watch.
And just kind of watch. I'm just worried the door's going to shut and we're going to get filled up and drown in sand.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what the door's expecting,
yeah.
After a little while, you hear like a click, 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 thunk, and then the crying stops. There's a small pile of sand at the base of the statue now.
Hey, guys, let's all grab some sand.
Can we examine the sand? Is it different?
Oh, shit, I know all about types of sand.
You're like a sand genius.
I look at the sand and I use my intelligence.
It's...
Rub it on your gums like a cop in a
70s, like,
fresh.
Cocaine.
Fresh? This is like fresh cocaine. It's pure, that's what I'm saying.
You probably, or if you rub it on your teeth, it's very unpleasant because upon a closer inspection, it is not sand, but actually finely grained glass.
Okay, rub it on your gums.
Just cut your gums up good.
Can I detect magic in the glass sand?
Detect magic. It detects heavily of conjuration magic, so summoning magic.
Okay, I use my wand of burning hands, and I pick up the sand in my hands and compress it whilst I use burning hands, and try and turn it into some fashion it into some sort of magical glass dagger via melting.
Tell me that won't work, Adam.
You fashion a glass dagger,
hey!
Which I will allow you to use, but it damages you.
Oh, okay.
Because it is made of glass.
I was going to say, like, if you're just squishing it in your hands, it's more just like a weird... You know when you get plasticine?
It's kind of more of a shiv. Like,
yeah, okay, cool.
To be honest.
Nice.
I'm adding it to my weapon.
Yeah, add glass shiv or something.
Sick.
GD, glass dag.
It's not a magical glass dag. It's just
just a glass dag.
There's a... it's a very intensive process to create magical weapons.
Here is my theory.
I turn to Lilip and say, like, impressed and sort of like whip my hand out, but it's dripping with blood.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Okay. So, knowing that I got an extreme, very high or very low, would you like to change your answer?
No, I'm going to stay.
Clever boy.
Clever magic.
She looks at the glass dagger you've created, ignoring the bloody hands that you have. And you can see the same awe that she showed for the statue, she's now showing for the glass dagger.
So I'm like as impressive as an ancient god right there.
That's pretty good.
Nice. A little bit, yeah. She seems very impressed with your craftsmanship. She just mutters under her breath, perhaps a dagger of the gods?
Oh, I like that Adam and I are now flirting.
That's good.
Don't misinterpret this.
I guess Adam's into me. All right.
I'll be back with a dagger, boys.
But she seems very impressed.
Yeah, nice. It's good to know. Good to know.
I like to think that
I'm a little disappointed in myself and the dice, but here we are.
If we were playing The Sims right now, our relationship would have like a little green, like hit pointy thing plus. Going up it, and like plus.
Yeah, it's a double plus.
Yeah, double. Oh, nice. Double plus.
Nice.
Double.
Maybe triple plus if such a thing exists.
It does. Can I go and be like inspect the statue again and just see if it's reset the eye sockets?
The eye sockets appear to have reset. You can press them again if you'd like.
Just keep pressing them till the fucking thing fills.
I'm like, so Gloom, it's reset. Do you want me to...
Gloom scampers back into the room.
All right. Do you want me to press it again?
He Highs or lows?
Here is what I think.
Lows.
That once this may be fired out the glass like a rocket, like, but over time, now it just falls out on the floor.
I think Gloom might be right.
What? I'm not Gloom.
Gloom. Sorry, I'm Gloom. I think Anton might be right.
What?
Gloom says.
I think this is a broken trap. Right. We have wasted a lot of time.
All right. So, Anton, you want to just go into that room with Gloom while I open up the next door?
I walk into the glass room.
All right.
Just away from the door.
I try not to stand on the glass.
You open up the room. It is...
Oh, it's big.
Yeah, it's pretty big. There's... it's just one big empty room, except for one of those standing stones, one of the seals, in the dead center of the room. And you can see writing upon it.
All right. I'll enter the room... And make sure Lilip is near me, so if anything goes...
All right.
It'd be nice to have you close.
So two people are going in at the same time?
Yeah.
Is that my rooster in as well? Actually, can I cast Chill Touch on my rooster just beforehand? Like, yeah, just sure. To have it in...
You can have a charge with
Romeo.
Chill Touch.
Romeo's got all Chill right. Touch in him. Good.
Chilly rooster. So, all three of you enter roughly the same time. Mm-hmm. Lilip, I'll say, her second step into the room, you all hear click, thunk, you look around to see that she has triggered a trap. She looks at you, Shane, and she says, I'm so sorry. From
no walkers, mate.
Above
no walkers.
Both of you, spears stab downwards at you.
Oh, God.
This time, they reach you.
Are these just, like, gonna just skewer you?
right
down the spine.
Shane, you bring your shield up at the last moment.
Oh, and nice work.
Sorry? Yeah, and the spears just shatter on your shield. What's your rooster's armor class?
My rooster's armor class? Oh no. It has a AC of 16.
16? What's its hit points?
Four.
Oh, no.
Not Romeo.
Romeo takes 7 points of damage. Dropping him to -3. Not dead yet, but badly incapacitated.
Mon Dieu! I'll go down a level if my rooster dies.
I know.
I have to heal him.
He got critted?
Lilip got critted.
Oh, new.
Rooster. Sucking chest wound. It dug deep.
Oh, Jesus.
On Lilip.
On Lilip.
Lilip!
Lilip!
Lilip, no! Double damage and target is exhausted.
Oh, God damn so, it. So many sneaky naps in this dungeon.
That's dungeoneering.
No, she negates the exhaustion, but it's still double damage.
That's dungeoneering. You have a nap, you know.
Lilith takes 20 points of damage when a spear pierces through her collarbone and goes deep enough to kind of stick out her thigh.
Is that what hits my rooster?
Yes. 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 Yes.
Out of her into the rooster.
That was a good aim. Right. I'm going to try. Are we in initiative? Did it summon a beast? If not, I'm going to try
it's just the trap.
None of us have detect trap, do we? I
think. No. Because stabilize that rooster.
Every single room just has to be like walking around waiting for it.
We just never notice.
Will a lack of trap finding be the downfall of our party? Or will they just keep losing attribute points until they wish they were dead? Find out next time on Buried Beneath, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.